Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
One of the more creative approaches to helping children deal with catastrophic events in their lives sprang from the fertile mind of artist Eleanor Bennington. Her own works have always been shopping sprees into those hidden and most painful reaches of her own experience. When Bennington heard of the children whose peaceful mountain villages had been swept away in the recent wildfires, she knew that art would offer them a way of working through their nightmares. What we have here is an installation of monumental value, a record of the fires seen through the eyes of children who, with Bennington's seminal instructions for their teachers, put their worst fears to paper, paint, papier-mâché, and collage. They created a stunning witness to the horrors they saw and subsequently tried to forget. Those fears come alive in their creations, allowing them, the witnesses, and us, the receptors, to deal with these scenes burned indelibly on their psyches. This first work by Dimitra Halkias shows her home in ashes. Further along...
Number 77. What does this talk introduce? Number 78. What is the subject of the works that will be described? Number 79. Where did the artists do their work? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following report.
All right, let's get started. We've been tasked with the job of monumental proportions. Let me begin by reminding you that we've got over 2,000 drug companies and 150,000 food processing companies, not to mention thousands of small exporters. And in recent months, a few of the, shall we say, less responsible ones have failed to live up to good practices. Recalls of their dangerous products have undermined our reputation in the international market. Somehow, this team has to bring this giant under control, and to do that immediately. We'll start with a thorough review of product standards to identify which ones need to be tightened. Then, after developing recommendations for inspection and enforcement, members of this task force will directly supervise execution of the plan. I can assure you, we will have a free hand and a full backing of the Governing Council. Improvement of our image and continued economic growth are foremost in their minds. You'll find my action outline in the folders you've been given.
Number 80. What is the speaker's position? Number 81. Why has this working group been created? Number 82. What can the listeners expect from their government?